I was always in New York, and the team was in New York. It was very much, that's what Canary Wharf wanted. They wanted the New York office. And knowing that we had that ability and the ability to, also the relationship between George Ekubescu and Paul Katz, that was also very important. So George wanted Paul's team. There was a clockwork-like schedule, meetings every 2 weeks, and this was when we still went over. We would take turns going over initially, and then as the job progressed, usually it was one person. So it was, and 2 weeks now sounds like a dream. That's just so much time between meetings. But you know, at the time, it was quite quite hectic. I think why Canary Wharf wanted to hire large American practices at the time was because we had the scale and the scope, really, of being able to deploy teams. In projects like this, it was built very, very quickly. They wanted to, you know, like basically, they started building almost right away. They would go and buy the elevators, and they would go by the wall. And so they had a method of fast-tracking these projects. And with any of these projects, there always will be urgencies or emergencies, as one could call them. And that is when you need to throw people on a job. And big practices are able to do that. We have, you know, there is a lot of staff that we can get a hold of. And I think that sort of ebb and flow of the team. So the team would range in size from, I would say, about 15 to 18 people at its height in an emergency to, you know, two or three. It's a very different set of circumstances when you're doing planning consent on a project for 2 years. There, you could have fewer people on a team, you know, maybe one or two, for a prolonged period of time, the same one or two people working on one thing. With large projects that go very quickly, it's a very different sort of set of circumstances.